Hollywood Bets Dolphins on Gqeberha tonight, taking on the Warriors in the CSA T20 Challenge qualifier. The winner will take on Boerland in Sunday's final in Paarl. Dolphins coach Quinton Friend knows the Warriors are a difficult side to beat, especially in their home conditions.
It's always a nice place to play cricket, and I know we had a decent performance against them in the round robin stage, but you know, that's obviously done and dusted and gone. And we've just got to continue to focus on trying to play our best game of cricket. And you know, that's what's going to be needed to beat this outfit. So I think the guys are totally up for it.
Half an hour to go until that one gets underway. 6 p.m. start at St. George's Park. Staying with cricket news, Australia will again be without captain Pat Cummins and Josh Hazlewood for the second Ashes test against England, which starts on Thursday in Brisbane. The pace bowlers still haven't recovered from long-term injuries. The hosts have retained the same squad, which won the first test in Perth by 8 wickets, and will again be captained by veteran Steve Smith. Mitchell Stark, Scott Boland and Brendan Doggett will spearhead the pace attack. Cricket Australia says Cummins will again travel with the squad. It is a pink ball test in Brisbane at the Gabba starting next week. And then it's football to finish. Premier League leaders Arsenal travel to second place Chelsea on Sunday. It's going to be a game that could really split the table, because the Gunners could open up a potential 9-point advantage should some other results go their way. The Blues have been in good form, and Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta isn't surprised they are where they are on the table.
I think we are all there, and they are there because they fully deserve what they have done in the last few years. I think the squad that they assembled, the numbers that they have, the amount of quality, the manager and the coaching staff that they have, it makes sense that what is happening there is very, very positive, and they deserve to be there.
And the Premier League games coming up tomorrow. Brentford take on Burnley. Man City are at home against Leeds. Sunderland face Bournemouth. Everton take on Newcastle. And then Tottenham Hotspur take on London rivals Fulham. That's all from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.